Hi, I'm Romesh Ranganathan, and I'm just bending your ear to tell you about my brand new BBC Tea show.
Give it up for the Ranganation!
A topical comedy chat show about all of the things that are happening from the news, the country, the internet.
This is unbelievable, right?
To help me make sense of it all, they've given me my very own focus group. The bunch of fun, opinionated and passionate people from all walks of life. And of course my mum, who apparently has to be in everything I do now.
You missed a few things.
No, I didn't.
You did!
The Ranganation, available now on BBC iPlayer until July the 22nd.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Broths. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And as usual, I'm with my little friend, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. I love doing a nighttime recap.
I know, me too. I'm like very concerned to see where this is going to go because as I was mentioning to you right before the podcast started, I'm a little under the weather today, which usually leads to more sort of lunacy on the podcast when one of us is just sort of like in a crazy space. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, baby, feel better, baby.
I will because I'm sitting in a new chair, my brand new chair from IKEA.
Oh, nice.
Some comfy, at the very least.
Nice. Well, everybody, you can see that chair because we're doing this on Crappens On Demand. We're doing a live stream. So hi, everybody who's watching. And if you guys want to watch but aren't available to be here on live stream nights, just go over to, guess where? WatchWhatCrappens.com and find links to Patreon. And you can watch Crappens On Demand whenever you want. We're almost at 40 episodes. Mm. Also, we are still traveling all over the country because we love it. We love meeting you guys. And we just did Irvine. That was super fun. And next, we're going to Milwaukee on June 7th. And that's at the Turner Hall Ballroom. And then the next night, we'll be in Minneapolis. But that one is sold out. So thank you, Minneapolis. We love a sellout.
Yeah.
Now, Milwaukee, get on it. You're not sold out yet. Sell out, Milwaukee.
Yeah, sell it.
Then in July, we're going to be on July 25th, we're in Cleveland, Ohio at the Music Box Supper Club. And then on the 26th, we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Rex Theater. That sold out. Thank you, Pittsburgh. And then the next night on the 27th, we're in Baltimore, Maryland at Baltimore Soundstage. So get your tickets for that. And also Nashville, we're coming to you in September. So get your tickets now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So all that's at WatchWhatCrappens.com, and now we are here to discuss our favorite show on all of television, Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, so fun. The show is so fun, and I love that they go from screaming and yelling to like, I might be listening next week.
Yeah, they just like it, like they go up to 10 and then they bring it back down to 1, like within seconds. It's shocking.
I really do. And someone asked me to stop making Dorinda sound so drunk because she's not even drunk this year. And I have to say, like, I don't feel like I'm being drunk as Dorinda.
No, that's just how her voice sounds.
I think I've taken Dorinda to such a crazy place that that's just how it is now. Okay?
Yeah, that's
but
just,
I'll try.
That's just her voice. Yeah, it's like she's, You know, it's like when you move to a different country and you live there for many years, you start to develop an accent. You know, you take on the accent sort of like, you know, Madonna in any European country. So, like, Dorinda's just been in Drunk Town, and she's just taken on a drunk accent, and that's just her voice now.
Yeah. Like Dorit, when she goes on vacation for 2 days, she takes on the accent for that.
Yeah, place, exactly. You know? You should see her when she comes back from Jamaica.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that would be fitting for Real Housewives of New York, like the least sensitive show on the planet.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. So we ended last week. We're at Luann's Roundhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever been to a roundhouse? It's how I find my peace.
Yes. So basically, at the end of the last episode,
no
there
coincidence that it's shaped like the opening of a wine glass. Just saying.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
True.
Ben. Go ahead.
So last week, the episode ended on like sort of like a cliffhanger. They just sort of declared it was a cliffhanger by just inserting a to be continued, even though it was like a fairly standard argument. So basically, Bethany was confronting Luann about, you know, like what Luann said about Bethany after Bethany was no longer at the Halloween party. And Luann was like, oh, what, is she going home just to stare at a child sleeping? Like, what good is that, stupid bitch? So Bethany's like, well, like, I mean, I was there for you, like, I was there for you, like, you know, all this time. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I celebrated you last summer. Like, what else do you want from me? She's like, well, I wouldn't call that a celebration. I'd call that an intervention.
And so it's like, yes, an intervention to celebrate your life. I was like, this is a stretch. And then Luann's like, well, I didn't mean to be negative about your boring daughter and her boring nightlife. And Bethany's like, I know what you're saying. All right. I know what you're saying. You're saying you want me to celebrate the good parts, too. But I did. All right. I was there. You weren't there. All right. You know what? Let's celebrate. Dorinda. All right. Let's celebrate Dorinda. Dorinda says, celebrate me at 1. All right. I get there at 1. I'm celebrating Dorinda. She's not there. I'm out by 1:30. That's it.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
I mean, you asked me to celebrate the good parts, so I was celebrating the parts when you weren't singing. It's the best part. You know what I'm saying?
I had a celebration. It's called intermission. Right?
It's called a bathroom break. So Luann's like, well, I mean, I agree. I guess I should have let you know that I was running late, you know, but I don't know. It was just a big night for me. But he's like, well, you know what, though? Like, yeah, you should let me know, but you don't have to say something that negative about my daughter, you know? Like, oh, I mean, it wasn't meant to be negative. All I'm saying is that what sort of little girl goes to sleep at 11:30? Am I right, little pussy girl? Am I right?
It's like, it hurt me. It hurt me. And Luann's like, well, fine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I was hurt too because I come out and nobody stayed. And then they all jumped on her. And Tim's like, we all stayed. We all stayed. We were all there.
She's like, don't you remember we had conversations with you afterwards where we said, look at us, we're here. We had a great time with you and we stayed up to watch you. Well, quite frankly, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, she didn't. She's like, oh, you did? Well, I don't even know who stayed anymore.
Yeah, she was like, oh, that's great. I didn't even realize you were there. I must have gotten you confused with all the shrimp cocktail that was going around. It's so easy these days.
I heard a toilet backing up and I thought, there's Tinsley crying in the bathroom again. So Bethany's like, well, you know what, while we're doing this and while I'm dressed like Indiana Jones, we're always talking separately. You know what I mean? Like, it's always separate. Like, you say that to her, I say that to her. It's like we're in different cells talking separately. So you know what? And Luann's like, all right, fine. Let's bring it all out on the table. This gorgeous round table. My gorgeous round table. I was like, all right, snap to it. All right. Look, this group told me that in the Berkshires, you called me the Queen Bee, and you said, like, if you didn't get my room, you were going to leave. All right, what have I ever done to you? Like, what have I ever done to you to be the Queen Bee? Like,
Oh, suddenly Queen Bee is a bad word? Oh, suddenly calling someone a fucking cut fitness is a bad thing now?
Well, I'm sorry. Oh, Oscar winner, Bethany. Oh, I suppose that's a bad word, too, isn't it, Bethany? And since he's like, it's how you were saying it. She goes, well, it wasn't derogatory. I mean, I hadn't been back to that house since before the first time that talking pigs pulled me over and tried to write me a ticket. And
do you know what it's like to come face to face with a swordfish on a wall when you're going through recovery and you're thinking about the pointy end of a bottle of wine?
Luann, a bottle of wine doesn't even look like a swordfish.
I know. I was too drunk to know for so many years.
Do you know how hard it is when you're faced with a wicked tuna and you think of all those times you weren't cast in Wicked? I mean,
do you know how hard it is to look at a manta ray on a wall and see those gorgeous flapping wings and think about caftans and be reminded you lost your caftans when you got drunk in Palm Springs and Palm Beach. Do you?
And Bethany's like, it's not all about you all the time, all right? I had to do the cabaret. I had to work.
She's like, oh, well, what does that have to do with anything, Bethany?
She's like, we all have our own lives, okay?
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, Dennis died for crying out loud. Like, I was like, oh my God, Dennis died. Give me the bathroom. No, 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 like, we don't do that. Yeah, it's like.
And Luann goes, well, it wasn't about that. It was about Dorinda and I. And Dorinda's like, hey, you better back it up. You better back it. Don't drag me into this, Luann. Don't drag me into this.
And she's like, well, but it was about me and her. And then you got thrown under the bus as a result, Bethany. I'm so sorry that Dorinda being completely rude and inconsiderate to me spilt over and hurt you. Dorinda, we're waiting for an apology.
I'm so sorry that you got thrown under a magnificent tour bus that's fitting for a cabaret star. But these things happen. So Bethany's like, oh, okay,
so you are therefore...
So glad that you came to my roundhouse, yes.
But specifically, you feel...
like a star.
But regards to me and your contrition, you are...
I don't know what contrition is, but it sounds like if it's in my size, I'd wear it during the winter.
but right now, you are feeling...
Hungry. Girls, let's go to Kingston.
Girls! Anyone want in all this broccoli sitting next to me on the couch? Oh,
hey!
Sorry, Barbara.
You know that
You're just
Elton
not
John's...
saying much.
Barbara's just sitting there drooling. Look at this one getting a cavity filled in the corner.
Luann, I just want you to say one stupid word, okay? It's like that Elton John song, blank seems to be the hardest word to say.
Halibut! Halibut is the hardest word to say. I don't know if it... Did I say it right?
Do you know how many years I called it Halibut? Oh...
You know, for so many years, I thought Halle Berry was Halle Butt, and Halle Butt was Halle Berry. I was like, let's go to the aquarium and see some Halle Berry. People are like, what are you talking about, girlfriend? Ladies and gentlemen, Halle Butt. Oh, I did it again.
What kind of fish is Holly Hobby, anyway? Anyone? I'm writing this down in my cabaret book.
Halle Butt did a great performance on the piano. Am I right? Didn't even say a word.
Oh, Halibut Hunter. Sorry to bring up Richard, Dorinda.
So Bethany's like, that's the apology. You're sorry I didn't get to see you. All right, well, you know what? I'm just going to take that sorry and I'm going to cut it out and I'm going to put it over here with that sentence. I said something negative about your daughter. And then I'm going to combine them and then I'm going to have a nonsense sentence still because I don't even know what was negative said about my daughter. Like, honestly, what is this
I literally don't even know how to use copy and paste on my computer. Like, I haven't used a computer forever. Like, I make my assistants do it all. So this is like crazy. Yes, like I inserted like a clip art into the apology. It's like, I am, and then like old-fashioned finger pointing at something. Like, what does that mean?
So Luann is just like leaning back on her IKEA fur, IKEA fur pillows. And she's like, well... I understand what the girls are saying, but it just doesn't add up. I feel ganged up on. Normally, I'd be quicker to respond, but they beat me down.
Oh, they nearly destroyed me, but luckily the spirit of cabaret kept me alive. You know, I think the reason why Luann never says sorry is because when she says it, it sounds so funny. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you missed me. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
So then Bethany's like, ring, ring. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's my ringer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Hello? Oh, my God. It's my boyfriend. It's kind of my boyfriend. I want some privacy. So I'm going to go to this bedroom with a giant window in it to the living room. All right.
Tell me more.
Halibut.
So she's like, I mean, Paul, I mean, like, it's crazy out here. Like I'm in the weeds. I don't even know what's going on over here. I'm like in the weeds. I'm in the weeds, Paul.
He's like, okay. So then Bethany is like, she gets off, she's like on the phone with Paul, and they're like, is she on the phone with Paul? Yeah, she's on the phone with Paul. So then after the phone call, she like goes up to Dorinda, she's like,
I mean, like, why am I in the weeds? Why am I in the fucking weeds? Why am I in the weeds? It's like, Bethany, what are you talking about right
now? I know, that's what waiters say when they have too many tables. I don't know exactly. Where Bethany heard that, but it's hilarious. It's like she heard one of the waiters at her party say it, and now she says it all the time. It's like, oh my God, that's hilarious, I'm in the weeds.
Yeah, she watched one episode of Top Chef.
Like, yeah, I'm seriously in the weeds. Shing! Pack your knives and go home, right? So Dorinda's like, I know exactly how you learned all about it. And you're like, how many times? You want me
to kiss your butt? All right, give me your butt. You want me to kiss your right tit? All right, I'll kiss your right tit. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah. So then Bethany's like, Bethany calls or gets a call from her friend Jake. She's like, okay, my friend Jake is on the phone. Okay, I'll call you later. I was like, why did you call him? And B, why was that included? Because there was like a whole moment. It was like, oh my God, hey, Jake is on the phone. Jake. Oh, I know Jake. Yeah, yeah. Bye. Talk to you later.
I know. Durin is like, hi, Jake's back. It's Durin the medley. Like, who cares? And then who else came in? Did Sonya come in? Oh, no, Luann came in.
Luann came in.
And Luann's like, oh, hi. It's like, exactly, Jake Spitz. Oh, hello. I know Jake. Hello, Jake Spitz or Jake Spots or whatever your name is.
So, yeah, for a moment, I thought it was like Jake Spears from Scissor Sisters. But then,
you know, I was just wondering the other day what happened to them.
I don't know. Maybe they got cut from their record label. Get it? Scissor Sisters. Oh, that's sort of comedy you'd find at the Kingston Cabaret.
So Luann's like, well, you know, Bethany helping me this summer really did give her a get-out-of-jail-free card, but she's overusing that card, okay? She's using that card a lot. All right, yeah. Monopoly, you only get to use that, I think, 1,000 times.
Yeah.
All
right, because it's done now. They have, like, a moment where they're talking and basically, Bethany is just trying to say, like, how she feels, but every time Bethany says something, Luann is kind of like, I know you are, but what am I? Because you know, Bethany's like, you know what, like, what's going on with you, Lou? And she's like, well, I just want to have a friendship that I can trust. And Bethany's like, yeah, but, like, anyone that I can trust, too. Well, it has to go both ways. I mean, you come to my cabaret, and then I'll think about you when I'm at my cabaret, too.
You come to my cabaret, and then I'll think of you while I have a glass of cab and wear a beret. You see how it goes?
Well, it has to go both ways. It's like, but my way is always going. My way is always going. Your way is going.
My way is going, too. No, my way is like the Taconic Highway. Two lanes, both sides, and no one likes driving on it, okay?
Close your legs. Close your legs, Dorinda. So Dorinda's like, you know, I don't even think Lou was ever... thought she's had to apologize for anything in her life, including her arrest. Yeah. Which I'm glad Dorinda is like saying she's not mad about, but still totally pissed off about.
Yeah. So then Luann's like, well, you know, I was so used to the wonderful support that Bethany gave me over the summer when she intervened, or I guess celebrated my life, it's hard to say. And I guess when she wasn't there, I missed it. And it just would have been nice to have Bethany there 10 minutes more. 10 goddamn minutes more. Is it really that hard?
But I shouldn't have said that. She's like, all right, you know what? Am I going to let that slide as an apology? All right, fine. All right. Like, it's just like junk food, you know? You don't feel satisfied or good after you eat it. You just feel cheap, all right? You just feel cheap and stupid. I'm like, really? Because I totally called McDonald's last night and binged on bread and french fries, yeah. And I feel great. Like, I woke up feeling like a new man.
Have you ever tried your skinny girl margaritas, Bethany? So Luann's like, I don't know.
Anybody got their hands on some skinny girl bologna lately? Didn't she have like skinny girl lunch meats for a while?
I'm sure she did.
It was like ingredients, nitrates.
It was probably just like you probably opened it up. It's a note from Bethany being like, seriously? Like you're buying lunch meats? Like seriously? Oh, I didn't realize this lunch meat was just a scolding. So then Luann's like, I mean, it's been rough for me this whole thing, being here, not drinking. I'm on my own a lot. I'm in a roundhouse that I just walk in circles and circles until I get dizzy and pass out. Try to remember what it's like to be drunk without drinking. It's not easy.
I mean, do you ever feel like you're just going in circles, Beth?
She's like, you live in a roundhouse. Like, that's literally the only way you can go.
So then we cut to Sonya and Dorinda talking in the kitchen. And Sonya's like, oh my God, this is Lou. I want an infrared red, like, red sauna. Okay, I want a new bed. Ha, ha, ha. And they're, like, totally making fun of Luann. And then it cuts back to Luann and Bethany sitting on the bed like a couple of old girlfriends. You know as we do. And Luann's like, so, you have a boyfriend? The one that was there for you, right? The one that was there for you. Kind of like you were there for me, which I'm completely grateful for. Would your boyfriend leave 10 minutes before you came out? Oh, great story, Bethany. Great.
She's like, yeah, he's from Boston.
Oh, wait. So it's someone after the Boston one, or another person, but like two people from Boston?
No, Louis, it's the same guy.
Oh,
and he's very, very private.
Oh well, I wish I understood the idea of privacy. It's hard when your life is on stage as a cabaret star. What is privacy when you're so public? Thank God for a roundhouse. Am I right? Am I right?
Boston, you say? I played their market. Great show. Great show. So Bastien's like, you know what? All right, fine. Like, look, I don't want to dump on you because I want you to stay sober and healthy because God knows I don't need to be celebrating you all this summer too. So, you know what? It's fine. It's good. It's fine. We're done. It's fine. It's good. We're done. It's fine. It's good. Yeah,
it's good.
We're done.
It's not all right, but it's okay. Good. Okay. You know what? Okay.
We're done. You know what? It's good.
It's good. So then most women go off to their hotel, and Luann's like, here's some cookies for the road. It's like, Luann, those are coasters. Shh, don't tell them that. And then Barbara's like, Barbara checks it on Lou, and she's like, wow, Lou, that was pretty rough, right? Yeah. That was a pretty rough time, huh, Lou? And she's like, yeah, I noticed you were pretty quiet in the corner, not speaking up. You really let me sink or swim. Emphasis on sink, Barbara. But I guess you know about that, don't you? Don't you?
Well, I didn't help her because I figured I was Lou's soldier for a long time, and I'm done with that. So she could do it. She could do it on her own.
Yeah. And then it cuts to the girls in the car, and Bethany's like, oh, God, that was cathartic, I think. Was that cathartic? Was I attacking her? And Dorinda starts going on this battleship thing. She's like, no. It didn't sink a battleship, all right? It didn't sink a battleship. It wasn't A4.
You know, it was like, you know that stupid battleship that's like two squares wide? And you're like, how can I even find that stupid battleship? It's so hard to find. But you found it. It's not a big ship, but you found a good ship.
And then Lou back inside, Lou's like, well, you're fine, Barbara, broccoli Barbara. But Sonia, I'll tell you, Sonia, that's some double dealing right there. And she's like, yeah. And then Sonia comes in. She's like, yeah, that was exhausting. Yeah. It was just so exhausting.
Luann's like, oh, you're exhausted. You didn't do anything but gossip, Sonia. She's like, well, if I'm a pot stirrer, then give me a spoon. Literally, because I can't afford dinner tonight.
Yeah. You either give me a spoon or I'm going to have to do heroin out of a pot. And who does that? No, I'm just kidding. So she's like, if I'm a pot stirrer, give me a spoon because you need to hear it. Which is true, you know.
Yeah.
So then the girls go back to the hotel. And it looks just like the place they stayed that Dorinda took them to. The Mayfair.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tinsley's like, by the way, having the worst time ever. She's like, I can't believe I'm stuck with these old ladies in upstate New York. She's like, upstate is pretty boring for me, you know, considering that I'm sort of a circus girl now. And so it just makes me want to drink. And out of respect for Luann, I'm just going to get bombed at the hotel. Not her place.
So then comes, hi.
Hello,
hi.
Girls.
Me. Girls.
Well, hello.
What?
Girls.
Just got here. Whoa. Great. Just had a great
got.
Birthday with some of my real friends.
Well, I was with a bunch of my real friends, and then I took all the centerpieces I didn't pay for, and I brought them, and I'm getting to Luann. Yeah. Assuming she has room in her 2020 house.
Yeah, and they're just like, all right, you know, here's Ramona. I built some family. Hey, okay. You know what? Just be honest. That's what it really is. You stole flowers because you were too cheap to buy them, and you didn't invite us to the lunch, and you're rubbing it in our face. That's what it is. A4, battleship down.
And then Bethany goes to greet Ramona. And Bethany literally says, and I recorded it on our Insta story. She goes, what's happening? What's going on? I was like, she literally said it.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's going on?
Mm.
So then
back at the house, Sonia's doing her hair. And it looks insane. She's using a flat iron to do her hair. And she's like drunk Sonia, where she's just posing in front of the mirror with her eyes kind of crossed, scrunching her hair, going...
Yeah. She goes, I gotta say, I clean up good. Yeah. As her hair is like literally in like a mile wide.
She goes, Bethany's gonna say, whoa, Sonia's got her shit together for once. Mm.
And then Barbara sees it and is like, wow, that's crazy. Well, actually, I like it, which is, she's such an underminer. She's like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna tell Sonia to fix her hair. I'm gonna let her go out like that. Yeah.
Well, she does laugh in her face. And Sonia goes, why are you laughing? That's so stupid. Like, she gets all mad.
So meanwhile, the other women, they start heading over to dinner, and they're in Rhinebeck, and Ramona is like, this episode was kind of like a callback to that episode in, I think it was season 5 or maybe season 6, when they went to the Berkshires for the first time, when they went to Heather Thompson's place, and Ramona like had a meltdown when they had to go walking, and she's like, whoa, this treat's like my childhood. Well, in this case, she really was in her childhood town, and so she's like, whoa, Terrapin? That's church. Whoa. I mean, was a church, but now it's a restaurant. It's great food. I mean, it's a great, great time. It's where I hosted my mother's funeral lunch.
okay?
And everyone's like, okay. Is that
it's
Yelp?
It's like the weirdest Yelp review ever.
No.
What off restaurant? Beautiful, gorgeous, food is great. That's where I hosted my mother's funeral. It's like, whoa.
So Dorian is like, and Ramona goes, and I paid for it, and then my father pretended that he paid for it.
This is all going in Zagas under quotes. Great restaurant, wonderful food, great for a post-funeral luncheon, but also discreet when you have to pay for it when your dad wants to claim that he paid for it. Air quotes.
You know, I'm giving the service a lower score. Because stupid waiter let my dad pretend that he paid for it. He didn't even pay.
Yeah. So, and then she's like, whoa, that's the wine store we used to go to. Whoa, that's a traffic light that I remember I've driven through. Sometimes I've driven through it. And sometimes when it's red, I've stopped at it. So many things that have happened at that traffic light. Whoa.
That's a crosswalk over there. We used to walk across it, and I would do the sign of the cross because I didn't understand it meant a crosswalk. You understand what I'm saying? It was hilarious.
And I like when she said the wine store. She's like, that's the wine store. That's where we went to get wine.
That's the gas station. We'd go there to get gas. She's like basically like narrating. It's like a children's book.
They really like labeling things here, okay? So then we go over to they start driving over to the place and they get to the Beekman Arms.
Yes, which I actually started having a Ramona thing because I went there as a child as well. I was like, the Beekman Arms. I was like, whoa, I went there with my family. And then of course when Ramona started doing it, I was like, I can't believe I'm doing Ramona to Ramona right now. But as they get out, like because basically Albie picked them up at their hotel, which is like part of the Beekman Arms. It said the Beekman Arms guest suites. So they got in and went around the corner and got out of the car again. And then Ramona opened her door right at a puddle. She's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry. There's a puddle right here. What am I supposed to do? I need my pool noodles to get over this puddle. I'm sorry.
Memories. I've got memories, okay? I haven't been here in 10 years. And Bethany's like, isn't it amazing? It all still stays the same.
And so they go to the restaurant and Ramona goes up to the hostess. She's like, hi, I'm Ramona. I've been here for years. I don't remember when. Here's a cake. Okay? Yeah. There's a cake because it's our birthday. It's three of us. Here's some candles. You know what? Maybe I'm going to remember this one day. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to think it was 10 years ago still. This is crazy. It's like the same lady.
Yeah. And it's just like, and then they're like looking at the table. She's like, do you have any other six toppers here? And the woman's like, well, we could put something together. She's like, no. This is the six topper that we used to sit at when we were kids. This is the family table that we would sit in 56 years ago. I'm sorry. This is crazy. The woman's like, when do I tell her that we replaced it from IKEA last year?
Yeah. When do I tell this lady that we just opened this restaurant 2 years ago?
You know? I think the Beekman Arms has some distinction, like the oldest pub or tavern or inn in America, actually. So damn, Ronnie.
That is crazy. I thought Ramona was just going to start losing it, you know, like pull a Sonia Morgan Letters. But she kept it together pretty good. She was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I would have dinner here every year. I mean, they only have one table of six. How crazy is that? Okay, listen, do you remember when there was a little girl and all of her family, and they would sit here and have dinner, and the little girl would say, hey, I've got dreams and ambitions. And the little girl's father would grab a noodle and throw it at her forehead. Do you remember that?
Do you remember you used to have a waitress here named Geraldine Parsons Smith who said, little girls like you don't get dinner, and I never actually ate here before in my life because of that, okay?
So then she starts telling us stories. She's like, yeah, I didn't even go to my father's funeral because my brother cremated him and I just lost it because my dad was an altar boy, okay? And then my brother just wanted to save money because it was part of the it was part of the inheritance. He just wants some inheritance. I mean, it's disgusting, okay? Yeah. I know. I'm like about to cry listening to this fucking
and the music.
It's like the saddest shit. And the music's like, boom.
And like this jazzy like samba music, and she's like, whoa, my life on the outside looked very normal except when you looked at me because I don't really look normal, but there was a lot of darkness, okay? It's like dun, da, 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 da. Sad childhood.
Oh my God. It's like my father was beating my mother.
But what was good about this is that we got to have a flashback to like 2009 and we saw Ramona talking about her father to her friend Jody. We haven't seen Jody in years and years and years. So it was nice to get a Jody callback.
Yeah, and she was telling the story about the dad throwing dishes and, you know, but they finally reconciled on Christmas Eve, like the year before that she was telling the story. And, my God, it's just really fucking sad. And then Dorinda's like, yeah, but, yeah, you and your brother, you know, you guys don't get along. And she's like, no, my brother, a few years ago, he hit a tree and then he had a heart attack.
He had some sort of. What? He died. He hit a tree and had some sort of heart attack. I was like, damn. And
she tells us.
And she tells a story about, like, yeah, and then my father, he left everything to my siblings. And then, like, it said in the will, and to my daughter, Ramona Mazur Singer, I bequeath nothing. And so I fell down on the floor and I cried. I was like, oh my God, Ramona.
Jesus, this bread, is like please. The saddest. Yeah, this is the saddest scene. And then the waiter comes up and he's like, hello! It's like, okay. And they're like, can we have some calamari? And he's like, calamari! Yeah. I was like, okay, you need to be less cheerful, sir. Okay, read the room.
And then
Ramona goes, listen, I need to drink, okay? I would love for us all to have some water because I was driving in a car that was really far. It was from the city. Okay?
3 hours.
So I need some water.
Ramona, you were not jogging from New York City to Rhinebeck. You were sitting in a car.
But Dorinda's like, yeah, there's always a story. Get used to it. And Betsy's like, yeah, she's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Just bring her water. And then they all order martinis.
Mm-hmm. Huge martinis. Huge.
I mean, yeah. It was like my breakfast as a baby. And so they got these three huge martinis. And then Ramona goes, you know what? But I want what they got, but I want my triple shaken. Okay? I went triple shaking because I like the little pieces of ice, okay?
The guy's like, whatever, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, I'm putting calamari in your fucking shaker. I hate you. Die.
Sonia, meanwhile, is like still fuming about the fact that she wasn't invited to Ramona's luncheon. And so Luann, Barbara, and Sonia are heading over to dinner in like their SUV. And Sonia's like, I'm going to kill Ramona. If she tries to Ramona-size me, I'm just not going to stand for it. And I just love that like she turned Ramona into a verb. Ramona size. Yeah. I don't even know what that means to Ramona size something.
That's when Ramona's always making excuses. She came up with it last week. It's so fucking good. And then Sonia's like, I mean, there is no reason for me to be at your party, girlfriend. I sit there in the bathroom, talk to you while you take a shit. Okay, I should be able to get. I was like, ew.
Yeah.
You're officially too close. I'm glad you didn't get to go to that party. You guys need some time apart.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
BBC Sounds.
Yellow tape everywhere here. Mm-hmm. It's a crime scene.
It's just not right. How much do they earn to kill a rhino?
About 40,000-50,000 for one rhino.
The podcast you'll be glad you can't see, but need to hear.
Worldwide, there are only 5,400 black rhino.
That's why I've been banging the drum about it being a war.
Time is running out to save the rhino. Kevin Peterson, Beast of Man. To listen, download the free BBC Sounds app.
So the other women at the Beekman Arms are like dreading going to cabaret in Kingston afterwards because Kingston's like 20 minutes away from Rhinebeck apparently. And Ramona's like, whoa, I was just in the car for 3 hours, as if like another 20 minutes after dinner would be a whole thing. And they're just like, they don't want to go there. They just want to hang out. And so they're already like in a mood a little bit. And so Luann's car arrives and Sonia shows up and her hair is just like, just so crazy. And they're just like all laughing at it. And we're just like, she looks like she got electrocuted. She like too, she put a finger in the socket and was like,
and she said, she looks like a cartoon.
Yeah.
They go in and they're sitting down. And Lou's like, hello, girls. And Betsy's like, oh, guess what? This was Ramona's table with her family while she was growing up. And Luann goes, oh, you're not going to have a breakdown, are you, Ramona?
Because they're like, that's not nice. She's having an emotional moment.
Quiet, babyless freak. So then Ramona's like,
quiet, dry eggs.
Quiet, Sahara.
Would you like me to order a box of cereal that your eggs can do a dance around?
So Ramona's like, well, I mean, I was floundering for a second. I was just floundering right now, my emotions. Okay. Oh, flounder. Oh, we're talking about the fish room again. I mean, what a terrible decor. Am I right? Am I right?
Flounder. I don't know that I'm into flounder, but I hope to have some halibut. I'll tell you that right now.
I would like the halleberry, please. So then Luann is ready to attack. Luann has like come in, and she, you know, when Luann attacks, she sort of has this way of doing it. She's sort of indirect, and she's like, oh, Ramona, So how was your lunch? The one that we were all weren't invited to. And I was like, whoa, well, my girlfriend Marla was basically like a sister that you've never talked about before in my life. So Marla, yes, I know Marla. We all know Marla. Yeah, so I felt like it was a wedding, you know? Yeah, we saw. It was on your Instagram. Why weren't we invited, bitch?
I know. So it's like, I know Marla. I mean, there's no reason for her not to invite me to the lunch. And Ramona's like, let me eat it. And Ramona goes, oh, well, I didn't do the list, so I don't know what you guys are so mad about. And then, of course, the editors cut right to Ramona, her friend saying, I wanted to invite Sonia. It's just, nope.
No. I think this is a better occasion anyway. I mean, what better way to celebrate my birthday with six of my closest friends than sitting at the table that reminds me of my childhood abuse? Happy birthday to me, okay?
Yeah, what's a better way to celebrate than with five other people who aren't going to leave me in their will?
That's what I'm used to.
Oh, God. So they're still pissed, but Ramona's not budging, right? She's like, what? You know what, girl? Listen, I have another birthday party. It's going to be even bigger. It's going to be like 30 people. It's going to be even more fun. Do you want to come to that? So she didn't even invite them to that one.
Yeah, she just sort of like threw like a token invitation.
So Bethany, and Dorinda's like, she's Ramona sizing again over there.
So then Bethany's like, okay, I'm going to change like, hey, Ramona, why aren't you eating? You got to eat something. Why aren't you eating? And she goes, whoa, crepe and avocado? Whoa, never had anything like this. This is amazing. I can't believe it. Reminds me when I was a little child. I always wanted to have crab, but my mother was like, no, you can't have crab because your father took all the crab. But actually, I had taken the crab and I don't know what I'm talking about, everyone.
And that's why you never have crab again, right?
I just went down a dark hole.
My dad said, we don't need another crab. We've already got you, you crappy little bitch. I said, that's not nice, Dad. And then the waitress tried to put a menu in between us, but she was too slow, and a piece of spaghetti hit me in the face. That's why I could never eat crab again.
The spaghetti went all the way over the menu, and it landed on my face right as I was about to eat the crab.
This is terrible to joke about. For anybody who's traumatized by our joking about this, what do you want us to do? Okay?
Sorry.
Right in front of our face,
sorry.
The whole episode. Sorry.
The music was lighthearted, so we're going to be lighthearted.
Yeah, okay, we're just following music cues. So Ramona switches into this whole, like, you know, I'm thinking, look, Ramona has my sympathy. Like, I'm with Ramona. I feel bad for Ramona. You know, no matter how horrible Ramona is on the show to everybody else over the years, I love her. I'm glad she's on. I'm feeling something for Ramona. But then she's so Ramona right now. She goes, yeah, coming back here to Rhinebeck, so special. I mean, it's so special. It's been like 30 years. You know, we went to the shops, just antiquing. But Luann, Kingston is not like Rhinebeck, okay? And you can't compare it, okay? Because that's depressed.
And Luann, I mean, she's just like out of nowhere. I mean, clearly not going to be getting the key to the city anytime soon. And Luann's like, excuse me. Kingston is hipper. It's like it's like Sag Harbor to the Hamptons. Am I right, everyone? Kingston's the new Sag Harbor.
And everybody goes, No, Kingston has not arrived, Luann, okay? Don't be delusional, Luann. Right, girls? So then Tinsley's like, I'm a Southern girl and I have manners, but I agree with Ramona. Luann's town sucks, but I'm not going to say it to her face.
I mean, there's like endless things to do in Kingston. I mean, it's a land of opportunity. You could go see cabaret or there's a gas station. I mean, all the gas your car could possibly want. And there's a florist. A florist. I mean, it's been closed down for 30 years, but you can see what used to be there. Isn't that exciting, girls?
There's this place, if you're hungry, you can go in. But let's say you're hungry, but you don't want a restaurant. So you just want to get food and buy it, and it's not cooked yet. But then you take it home, and you cook that food. Like a grocery store, Luann? Yes, it's fabulous. What a town.
Have you ever been to the Social Security office? Wow, what a hoot. They got one in Kingston.
So now they're in like a real estate fight, which is Ramona's favorite thing to do. And Luann's just trying to brush it off. She's like, well, it's perfect for me. She's like, but it's not that horrible, Luann. She's like, well, I like it.
So then Dorinda's like, would you be really upset if we didn't go back to Kingston tonight? I got really scared up there. Luann's like, what?
And basically, no one wants to go to the cabaret. And Ramona's like, whoa, I just want to enjoy everyone's company, you know? That's exactly what I want. I'm being totally honest. You can tell I want to enjoy everyone's company because I didn't invite you guys to anything else, okay?
So then Ramona's like, we just want to stay here. And the man's like, but I've gone through so much trouble to organize it, and my friends organize it, and oh, Margarita's just going to be so sad. I mean, I haven't got a lady to sing with a name that Bethany can brand. I mean, come on, girls.
Bethany just starts poking her eyeballs with a toothpick. She's like, honestly, like, I don't want to go, but, like, you know, I also don't want to hurt you, but, like, I don't want to go, but I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to go, but I don't want to hurt you. All work, no play makes Bethany, like, a pretty normal girl, actually. Okay, you know what?
I'm starting a support group, all right? It's okay not to love cabaret. I'm okay. You're okay. We're all okay that we don't love cabaret. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, come on, guys. And they're like, no, sorry.
She's like, we came here to see your house, okay? We came here to see your house, smell the air, you know, like see where Ramon used to have abusive dinners, okay? Like, this is like, we don't want to have cabaret.
Fucking Bethany. And Ramona's like, yeah, you know what I want to do? I want to walk around the town to go through my memories one by one.
I used to walk the streets here. They're like, oh, yeah, Ramona.
No, real streetwalker there, huh? So she's disappointed that they're not coming, you know, which I get. But she's just been yelled, you know, she knows she's in trouble. So she just keeps quiet. She's like, oh, sure, girls, do whatever you want. So we'll hear about that at the reunion, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. So then Ramona, Dorinda, and Bethany go off to this terrapin place. And Ramona's just like having a flood of memories and talking about how her dad was abused by her grandmother and all this stuff. And then Dorinda's like, well, if it's any consolation, this is a beautiful room with great energy. So I think he chose a great place for that funeral lunch. Great job, Ramona. Great job.
Yeah, and then the other girls arrive at the cabaret. And, of course, it's exactly what you think. It's like two older gay guys in glitter jackets. Like, hello, you look fabulous. I mean, you are stunning. Is there anyone more stunning? How do you say so stunning? Everyone.
I know.
Stunning ladies. Stunning. And I was like, you know what? Gay guys, really, we are a blessed community. You know, we're like caretakers for our girlfriends in old age.
I didn't even know there were gay people in upstate New York. So that was exciting.
There are gay people everywhere.
So then, yes, they're up there. It's like they're in like the attic of like an antique shop. And then meanwhile, Bethany is like, hey, Ramona, you want a freak? You want a freak about something? You want a freak? Okay.
The name of the restaurant? It's Terrapin. You know what that means? You know what that means? Whoa. No. What's a terrapin? Is that like a pin that's named after a woman named Tara? Like Tara's pin? No, you dumbass. It means turtle. It's turtle time. Bethany, you're so hilarious right now.
I know. Ramona goes, oh my God, my mother. Now I'm getting a chill. I was like, huh? So then, I didn't really get where that came from. But then back over there, the other girls at the bar see this guy who has Kenny G hair. It's like, it's like some bad hair. It's a bad pile of hair.
Yeah.
And they're all acting like he's a straight guy, which is also hilarious. And Sonya's like, listen, just because there's one straight guy doesn't mean you have to hit it. Okay, everybody? And Tinsley's like, oh, God, you looked at them and now they're floating. Oh.
Poor Tinsley. She is so miserable that she is there at this awful little cabaret.
And Barbara's like, you saying hi to me or to her?
I was like, you, Barbara. Oh, my God. There's no one here more enchanting than you.
I know. Hi, I'm Barbara.
Sonya's like, oh, calm down, everybody. You know, you're trying to get me over the finish line before I even started running. And Luann's like, all right, fine then. Sonya, we can share him. And Sonya goes, a threesome is not a twosome. And Tinsley's like, who are you people and why am I with you?
Why couldn't I have been here for the same Bart season instead?
Oh, good.
So we're cutting back and forth, and so Ramona's telling more harrowing stories about, like, dishes being thrown and hiding under covers, and Bethany's like, they're sort of like one-upping it. They're not one-upping each other. They're sharing. And Bethany's like,
yeah, I'd call the cops, and like, my mother's tiny little thing, and like, my dad would like beat the shit out of her and drag her down the hall, but I have her hair. And like, Dorinda's just like, what?
What the hell?
This is crazy, you know?
And then Dorinda starts getting upset. She's like, this is upsetting, you know? And it is. It's fucking
crazy.
Sad. But Ramona and Bethany, you know, start bonding over it. And then we go back, and Miss Margarita Crocaton is there, and she's, you know, pretty much, you see 5 minutes of her, and like, coming next week, and she's like, money can buy you class, and that's pretty much it, that's her.
Yeah, that was her, like, hey, again, she's lying, my friends, it's like, over and over and over again, and I got the feeling that she did that for 2 hours. And like, you could see just everyone there was like, ugh, but Louise's like, oh, this is great fun, I love this, they know my music.
Yeah, she loves my music.
Yeah.
So then Sonia says, now I know what Lou's doing here. She's preparing for her retirement years, just sitting there singing Money Can't Buy You Class.
So, there's that. And then Dorinda, meanwhile, back there, Dorinda's crying and she's like feeling so bad because she's understanding Ramona and Bethany. And she's like, Bethany, if I was ever mean to you, I'm sorry. We can go back to Home Goods. I'm sorry. And it was actually really nice. And then Ramona and Bethany, you know, Ramona's basically like, you know, Bethany has her, you know, walls it down. So she was able to sort of like connect with Bethany. So it was like a nice moment.
We're more alike than you think. This crazy, Bethany. We're like sisters now. And Bethany's like, yeah, we both broke the chain. And Ramona's like, yeah, we broke the chain. I was like, yep, you know what happens to breakers of the chains. Not a great week for that, ladies.
Yeah.
So then Ramona, so they're basically bonded now. And then we go back to Luann and Sonia dancing around, and they're still singing to Money Can Buy You Class.
Yeah. So now it's the next.
And Tinsley's like, I love Luann, but I never want to hear that song again. Sometimes being nice is not the right thing to do. I should be with the other ladies.
Yeah. Ah, she's learning. She's learning.
Tinsley has really upped her game this season. I have to hand it to Tinsley. She's having a great season. She's been very funny. Yeah, she's really having a good season.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning, and Dorinda's like making fun, like, Dorinda's in Bethany's room and she's like mocking Luann and Barbara, and like she and Bethany are just like cracking each other up and prancing around the room, and they're just like hungover and looking crazy. And then Tinsley walks in all perfectly made up, etc. They're like, fuck this bitch, basically.
Yeah. And then Tinsley does an impression of the lady during Money Can't Buy You Class, and she's like,
that was next level crazy town, okay? And Bethany goes, so basically what you're saying is you heard a Grammy. You heard a Grammy, right? And she's like, I can't hear that song anymore.
Yeah.
So then back at the house, Luann's making everybody breakfast because the ladies are all going to come over again. And they're talking about this guy that Barbara was flirting with. And then we see a clip. And the guy, Kenny G, is like, yeah, well, I have a twin. And he lives in the city. And maybe sometimes we can come visit. She's like,
yeah, you can come visit me in the city. And then, you know what? We're both going to have hammers. We can have a hammer date. We can compare hammers.
I am so fascinated by what this guy is into. Because apparently they made out. So, I don't know. I was...
Interesting couple. So then, let's see. Barb's like, I love it here. I'm going to move here, baby, Luann. And Luann's like, yeah, see, now I'm not crazy. And the girls arrive. And, you know, and, so many voices at one time on it. I get to these parts, I'm like, what do I even talk about? There's like a zillion lines written down right now.
First and foremost, Luann started cutting a baguette with a chef's knife, which that hurt my soul a little bit. You should always use a serrated knife, not a chef's knife. Use a bread knife.
Give me time.
Well, you know, when you are going through such hard times, you sometimes forget what you're even holding in your hands. I mean, it's hard what I'm going through. I feel like someone should apologize to me for not giving me the right knife. So then the other girls, Barbara's like bragging about making out with a guy, and no one can really believe it, that Barbara made out with this random dude who's like just not what you'd imagine be the person that you would make out with Barbara, you know?
Yeah. Not a guy with giant napkins.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So then Ramona comes over and she's got all her gifts. She's got all the centerpieces and her Jonathan Adler stuff, etc. They're sort of like, now everyone is there in the house. So Ramona's like, whoa, Luann, can we just open up the gift? I just want you to open up the gifts already. I'm like a child on Christmas. Like one of the few good Christmases that we had, okay? Luann, can you do that for me, please? Yeah.
And suddenly he's like, wow, you're being nicer today, Ramona. Last night you were saying that it's not the best neighborhood, and da-da-da. She's like, shut up. Just open the present, Lou. Open the present. It's going to be great. And so she does. She goes, oh, I love it. I love it. She goes, it's a candlestick. She's like, I know, Ramona.
I know, I'm not a fucking idiot like you, Ramona. Now, who wants some Halle Berry for lunch?
So typical of Ramona. She lights a stick of dynamite and then showers you with gifts. Which sounds good to me. I mean, it's better than most of you biatches, you know?
I know, I don't think I have a problem with that.
Yeah, no one else here gives gifts. It's just dynamite and done, you know?
Yeah. So they were talking about what happened last night. Barbara making out with a guy and, like, Ramona and Bethany bonding, et cetera, et cetera. And then Dorinda's like, well, guys, time for me to go down to the city. I got, like, a black tie thing tonight. I got a loop. And I got a one of the flowers and what a John. You know what I'm saying?
Ramona's and then, like, I mean, I get it. Get it, whatever. She's, hey, I got here yesterday earlier. You got here late, so don't give me attitude, Ramona. And Ramona's like, what? What'd I do? What?
And Ramona's like, what? Attitude? I didn't have an attitude. Luann's like, what? I saw it. I saw the attitude.
And Dorinda is doing the best Ramona impersonations, by the way, today. She, like, scrunches her eye, and she's like, I saw it. You went like this. I saw it, Ramona. I saw it. She's like, you know what, Dorinda? You get very defensive with me lately. I don't even know what you're hearing, but you're getting very defensive with me lately, Dorinda. And she's like, Oh, really? You know what I'm reacting? You want to know what I'm reacting to? That doesn't say happy birthday to me, right? You're just sitting over there making faces. And Ramona goes, I make faces. It's who I am, okay? If I got in trouble every time I made a face, I wouldn't have any friends left. And as everybody knows, I have 2 parties with more than 30 people, so apparently I have friends. Hey!
Apparently people like my faces, but maybe not you, okay? So Ramona's like, I don't know why Dorinda's jumping all over me. I mean, this is kind of crazy. And Tinsy's like, I think it's because of the charity event, because you told her to shut up. And then Ramona just gives such an evil look, like, oh, this fucking bitch. It was like, she sneered into the camera. She's like, all right. We'll talk about that later, okay? Like, I love when evil Ramona comes out. Like, real evil.
Yeah. She's like, that was my charity event. I organized it, okay? She interrupted me. And then Sonya's like, yeah, you had your speech memorized, and she got you off your game. And so Dorinda, of course, hears this, because Sonya's saying everything as loud as she can, so Dorinda will come back. Yeah. Dorinda comes back, and she's like, you don't run the show, Ramona. And she's like, she was not even... She goes, that girl was talking. She goes, she was not talking. She was talking. She was not talking. You were rude, and you should apologize, okay? Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, here we go.
And then Dorinda's like, all right, you know what you should apologize about? You know what this is all about? This is the angel ball. You called me up, and you said, hey, Ramona, hey, Dorinda, you got to come to this ball. You should come out. I was like, I want to bring John, so I can't bring it. Whoa, I said you could bring John. As they start going back to the angel ball thing, which is my favorite thing. I don't even understand how the angel ball was not, like, part of the actual show, you know? But it was... They start going, I'm sorry, I have to, like, blow my nose. This is very exciting stuff here.
It's making you sneeze. So Ramona's like, yeah. She's like, bullshit. I told you to bring John with you, okay? And don't do your fingers at me. Don't do your fingers at me, Dorinda. She's like, I said it at you. And she's like, you know what? I'll do what I want to do. If you don't like it, too bad. And when you say, do this charity, and we give you your money, and we help you organize it. She's like, you don't let anybody speak. She's like, then speak. Excuse this. How you? She's like, this is how you speak, Ramona. Excuse me. Do this. Do that. Excuse me. That's how people know you. Now Dorinda is like infuriated. Dorinda, where she's just like red in the face.
Yeah. Like, and she's like so mad. And Ramona's like, well, no one could be stronger than you because when you start waving your hands around, they're just like yelling at each other. And Ramona's like, and Dorinda's like, yeah, he's giving a speech. And Ramona's like, yeah, and your speech was fabulous. And Dorinda's like, well, then why are we yelling? She's like, Ramona's like, I don't know. I think it was because Sonya brought it up. I think Sonya started it. And they're like, yeah, Sonya.
Yeah, Sonya, you did this.
Sonya's like, wait, what? What?
Yeah. And that's pretty much the end of this one, everybody. We did it.
Yeah. Fun times as always. And next week they go to Miami. So that should be super fun.
Yes, thanks everybody for being here with us. We will be back Friday with some Southern Charm. If you want to watch these instead of just listen, go over to Patreon and sign up for Crappins On Demand. Go get your shirts. It's the very last week to get your Straight to the Rosé and Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner All About the Rosé and your Shut Up, Bran from Game of Thrones shirt. So you can find the links to that at watchwithcrappins.com, also at crappinsmerch.com. And watchwithcrappins.com is also where you find ticket links for our shows, yada yada. Love you guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Sounds.
There's yellow tape everywhere here. It's a crime scene.
It's just not right. How much do they earn to kill a rhino?
About 40,000-50,000 for one rhino. On.
The podcast you'll be glad you can't see, but need to hear.
Worldwide, there are only 5,400 black rhino.
That's why I've been banging the drum about it being a war.
Time is running out to save the rhino. Kevin Peterson, Beast of Man. To listen, download the free BBC Sounds app.